Welcome to the Austin Bulldogs audio reading of a story published in the Austin Bulldog, March 17th, 2020. The story was written by, and it's being read to you by, Ken Martin, the editor of the Austin Bulldog. Title is Chief Appraiser on a Losing Streak. The subtitle is Bad Bets Bring Dire Consequences for Travis County Taxing Entities, Property Owners, and Agents. Maybe Mario Krigler, Chief Appraiser of the Travis Central Appraisal District, TCAD, needs to check in at Gamblers Anonymous. Maybe the TCAD Board of Directors needs to check in as well. Krigler bet big in 2019 when, without consulting either her board or stakeholders, she abruptly changed procedures for testing property values. She required protests to be filed online and prevented property owners or their agents from meeting face-to-face with staff appraisers, as had been done for many years. Krigler's big bet caused colossal losses. The number of protests filed in 2019 were nearly identical to the number filed in 2018, yet Appraisal Review Board, ARB, hearings shot up from 23,000 in 2018 to 90,000 in 2019. ARB costs jumped from $250,000 in 2018 to $2 million in 2019. Complaints went through the roof. Even after all that, she personally hit the jackpot. The TCAD board richly rewarded her with a 5% pay increase to $220,000 and tossed in an $11,000 cash bonus. In effect, the board members, except for one who voted against the pay measure, ignored her disastrous 2019 performance and bet she would reward their blind faith in 2020. Another big bet, another loss. What the board didn't know at the time is that Krigler had obtained backdoor access to pirated home sales data. The data was owned and copyrighted by the Austin Board of Realtors, ABOR. TCAD executed contracts with CoreLogic Solutions, LLC, February 12, 2018 and March 26, 2018, agreeing to pay a total of $69,000 for an extensive array of MLS data for 2017. Neither contract exceeded the chief appraiser's authority to spend more than $50,000 without going to the TCAD board for approval. Krigler knew TCAD was receiving stolen goods. She said as much April 2, 2019, when she testified in a hearing on House Bill 1036 before the Texas Legislature's Business and Industries Committee. She came to the committee hearing to support the bill's proposed mandatory price disclosures on all real estate sales. Quote, "We have never had access to MLS data," Krigler told lawmakers. "Our Board of Realtors does not give us access to that to our appraisal district." In reality, her testimony backfired because in answering questions, she admitted she was getting MLS data through a third-party vendor. Committee Chair Trey Martinez-Fisher asked, "Are there any third parties that have access to MLS data that you might be able to contract with?" "Yes," Krigler replied, "and we pay for it, and it is pretty expensive for us to get other access to the data." This no doubt alerted the Austin Board of Realtors. One of those who heard her speak and testified against the legislation was Trey Bates, the 2019 chairman of the Texas Realtors Association. Less than a month later, vendor CoreLogic Solutions notified TCAD April 29, 2019, that data would no longer be provided. Then on May 8, 2019, ABR's attorney notified Krigler, "TCAD must cease and desist authorized use of and attempting to gain unauthorized access to ACTRIS, Austin/Central Texas Information Systems Database. ACTRIS does not license the ACTRIS database for establishing property values for tax purposes, nor does ACTRIS grant licenses to any participant, subscriber, or third party to lease the ACTRIS database for establishing property values for tax purposes." Krigler bet TCAD rely on getting surreptitious access to MLS data and in doing so racked up another big loss with far-reaching consequences. How else get data? In tax years 2012 through 2019, TCAD obtained an average of 98% of sales data, according to information supplied to the TCAD Board of Directors at its February 19, 2020 meeting. The sources included title companies, financial institutions, leasing agencies, property managers, real estate brokers and agencies, government and private fee appraisers, attorneys, appraisal organizations, and multiple listing services. TCAD also harvested sales data from information that property owners submitted when protesting valuations. But Krigler apparently failed to hedge her bets by continuing to gather home sales data through those traditional means. After access was cut off, Krigler waited 10 months to inform school districts that residential property appraisals would not be updated in 2020 because TCAD was able to capture sales data on just 15% of the 19,163 residential sales in 2019. As reported by the Austin Bulldog February 19, 2020, Eanes ISD Superintendent Tom Leonard represented eight school districts when he told the TCAD Board of Directors that school leaders were shocked when the chief appraiser told them on February 12th that residential properties would not be reappraised in 2020. He said, "The impact on Travis County local entities will vary, but it will be measurable on all and, for the school districts, will ultimately adversely affect students, teachers, and staff," Leonard said. Seeking redress from vendor. Now the chief appraiser seeks to depose CoreLogic. TCAD requested a hearing to get court approval for the discovery against the vendor that sold TCAD the pirated data, stating, "TCAD planned its future appraisal processes around the fulfillment of that contract." The quote continues, "As we continue to explore solutions to obtaining the market data we need to accurately appraise properties in Travis County, we are looking at the power of the court system to help," Krigler's statement said. "We filed a petition with the District Courts of Travis County asking the court to authorize us to depose CoreLogic regarding their contracts with ABOR. In addition, we are asking the court to compel CoreLogic to provide us with certain documents regarding that contract." It appears that TCAD's legal strategy is an attempt at an end run to obtain Austin Board of Realtors proprietary MLS data. Austin Board of Realtors, through its public relations representative, released the following statement regarding TCAD's petition to depose CoreLogic. "The Austin Board of Realtors does not comment on potential or pending litigation." Austin attorney Bill Alshar, a former Travis County tax assessor collector and Travis County judge, has been criticizing TCAD, the chief appraiser, and its board of directors for many months. Commenting on TCAD's request to depose CoreLogic, he said, "If TCAD is claiming it was surprised to learn that it could not obtain and use MLS data information for tax appraisals, despite decades of MLS refusing to let TCAD have the data for that purpose, it amounts to willful ignorance. So why didn't TCAD perform due diligence to verify that CoreLogic would provide MLS data with agreement to be used for tax purposes?" Alshar said. Willful ignorance until they got caught. Disclosure, Alshar represented the Austin Bulldog in two open records lawsuits in 2011 and these days represents the Bulldog in public information request. Ploy to get Austin Board of Realtors concession. The Austin Monitor reported March 13th that Krigler briefed the Travis County Commissioners March 10th concerning Austin Board of Realtors' refusal to allow the use of the MLS data. That report indicated the Commissioner's Court appeared to accept Krigler's assertion that residential reappraisals could not be accomplished this year without access to the Board of Realtors' proprietary information. County Judge Sarah Eckhart said the Austin Board of Realtors did not recognize the full implications of preventing access to information, the Monitor reported. But the Austin Board of Realtors does indeed recognize how the lack of MLS data affects the appraisal process, as reported by the Austin Bulldog February 27, 2020. The organization met with Chief Appraiser Krigler and offered to provide aggregate data by zip code. Krigler stated that was not adequate for updating residential appraisals. After that meeting, the Austin Board of Realtors issued a statement. Texas is a non-disclosure state. Appraisal districts across Texas have a state mandate to set property values each year. To the best of our knowledge, every other appraisal district is conducting residential evaluations this year. Other appraisal districts function without MLS. Bayard County Appraisal District, Bayard Central Appraisal District, which also has no access to MLS data, issued a statement from Chief Appraiser Michael S. Makita that it had been able to collect sales prices for 30% to 35% of deed transactions that occur annually in that county. Williamson County Chief Appraiser Alvin Lankford told the Austin Bulldog in a March 2, 2020 email that the Williamson Central Appraisal District has been able to get valid sales information on approximately 40% to 45% of all deed transactions. In other words, Bayard and Williamson CADs, neither of which have had access to MLS data, are getting 2 to 3 times the sales information that TCAD obtained. Meanwhile, TCAD is on a losing streak and stuck with the consequences of bad bets. Krigler's best bet? Maybe the smartest bet Krigler made was that she never hired or even recruited for a deputy chief appraiser. The job has been vacant since Lonnie Wayne Hendry Jr. resigned in June 2019, just as the Austin Bulldogs investigation was about to expose his misconduct. So even if the TCAD board finally gets fed up and wants to fire Krigler, no one is readily available to step in and start repairing the damage she's done. Thank you for listening.